The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
A saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. From Nahj al-Balagha, this is saying number 94, where Amir al-Mu'mineen was asked, سُئِلَ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ مَا هُوَ. The question put to him was, what is khayr? Khayr means good or goodness. You know, for example, in Adhan we say, حَيَّ عَلَى خَيْرِ الْعَمَلِ. Namaz is described as one of the best of deeds. So khayr means best or good. And Amir al-Mu'mineen responds in a very beautiful way. It's just like the kalima. First you say la ilaha, then you come to illallah. So he says, lays al-khayr. What is not khayr? Let us define that first, and then we will know what is khayr. He says, lays al-khayr an yakthura maluka wa waladuk. He says, it's not that, you know, if you have a lot of wealth and many, many progeny, children, grandchildren, you know, this is not khayr. That is not the criteria of khayr. وَلَكِنَّ الْخَيْرِ. What is khayr? And then he gives this list of, you know, 3 to 4 things. Number one, أَنْ يَكْثُرَ عِلْمَكَ. أَنْ يَكْثُرَ عِلْمُكَ. Number one, you have to see if your, when we talk about ilm here, basically knowledge, he says you should see whether your knowledge is increased or not. In one of the sayings, again in Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen actually puts that as the criteria of the worth of a person. He says, قِيمَةَ كُلِّ إِمْرَئٍ مَا يُحْسَنُهُ. The worth of a person is according to the level of the knowledge that he has. And we had talked about this importance of knowledge many, many times. But, you know, one of the interesting things is that there is a statement quoted by Imam Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salatu wa salam from his grandfather, the Prophet, who says that even when you give charity, look at the level of the knowledge of the recipient. If he is more learned, then probably the amount of charity given to that person would be more. So ilm has far-reaching implication as far as, you know, value in Islam is concerned. Even the, you know, famous statement that we have in Nahj al-Balagha, the conversation that Ali has with Kumayd, where he talks about the comparison between mal and ilm. And he says, you know, ilm and knowledge is preferable to mal and wealth. He says, number one, you know, if you look at it, basically when it comes to the issue of mal, wealth, the more you use it, it will go down, it will decrease. Whereas when it comes to ilm and knowledge, the more you use it, your knowledge itself increases. If I sit down and work on studying for the khutbah or the lecture or the classes, it's not only that I am teaching others, I am also increasing my own information and knowledge, refining things that I already knew before, but maybe a different way of looking at it. And so by sharing knowledge, it's not that it's going to decrease, it's actually going to increase in yourself. Then Ali, in that conversation with Kumayd, he says, you know, when it comes to wealth, you need to protect it. otherwise it will be taken away. But when it comes to knowledge, knowledge is going to protect you. And finally, he says, you know, when it comes to the issue of the lasting effect, you know, those who are wealth, when they die, sometimes even they are alive, but they are dead. Nobody knows them. Whereas when it comes to knowledge, a person might be dead for 1,000 years, Sheikh Tusi, but he's still alive in our minds and hearts because of his contribution in the field of knowledge as far as, you know, theology and tafsir and hadith and fiqh is concerned. Let me end this section of it with a couplet from Amir al-Mu'mineen. I recited it just recently in a private majlis, where Ali says, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَالِ مَالٌ. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to divide the destiny, who gets what, he says, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. We are pleased with the share and the choice that Allah has for us. لَنَا عِلْمٌ. Allah gave us ilm and knowledge. وَلِلْجُحَالِ مَالٌ. And he gave the wealth to the ignorant ones. So we are happy with that, you know, choice that Allah has made. فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ. Because the mal, you know, wealth is going to end one day. وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاقٍ لَا يَزَالُ. Whereas knowledge is going to be there, staying for a long, long time. So the first thing he says when it comes to khair is ilm, knowledge. Number two, وَعَنْ يَعْبُمَا حِلْمُكَ. The second thing as far as khair in yourself is to see what is the level of your hilm, your forbearance and patience. And it's a very important quality, inshallah, we'll talk about it in the second khutbah. The third he says, وَعَنْ تُبَاهِيَ النَّاسِ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّكَ. He says the third sign of khair in you, goodness in you, is that you should be able to feel pride. You do not have to express that. That when it comes to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are ahead of others in that race. Not necessarily bragging about it to the people, but you know, this is what you should look for. Not the issue of mal and the number of, you know, progeny that you have. Especially when we are talking about, you know, ibadat here, bi ibadat rabbika. You know, we are talking about punctuality, not missing the prayers. Also ibadat in the broader meaning, which is not only namaz and prayers. It is also to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by helping others. Not helping others for their own sake, but for the sake of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's also the meaning of ibadat. Number four, فَإِنْ أَحْسَنْتَ حَمِدْتَ اللَّهَ وَإِنْ أَسَعْتَ إِسْتَغْفَرْتَ اللَّهَ. Number four, khair means that whenever you do something good, you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have done. And if you commit a sin, then you should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, sometimes it's human nature, you know, when we do something good, we say, yes, this is my hard work. Definitely it's part of your hard work. But the strength that you have, the time that you have, the talent that you have, the resources that you had to achieve what you achieved, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, you should be proud of what you have done. Your efforts are there, but this would not have been fruitful without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also comes in doing good. At the end, Amir al-Mu'mineen concludes by saying, وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لِرَجُلَيْنِ. There is no khair and good in this world except for two individuals. One is رَجُلٌ أَظْنَبَ ظُنُوبًا فَهُوَ يَتَدَارَكُهَا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. One is a person who commits sins, but immediately regrets, and then he tries to basically rectify the situation by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for forgiveness. And second one, رَجُلًا يُصَارِعُ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. The second is the one who hastens and competes with others in doing good deeds. And so in a way we can summarize that by saying that our dunya is basically amal and tawbah. Constantly working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are not infallible. Wherever we make mistakes, you know, we sit down and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.